Gavin here on Braidwood FM. I'm talking to Buddy Knox, and he's just put out a new album called Ticket to Memphis, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that, but also a little bit about how he got into blues and that sort of thing. So how long have you actually been playing blues for, Buddy?
Probably most of my life.
Right.
I'm only spring chicken yet.
All right. So that's what I like to hear. As someone who thinks and has a young attitude to life, that's the best way to be, isn't it?
Well, I think I might bring chicken sometime.
Right. Fair enough.
But yeah, most of my life, I've heard I do music. I play music because my father did it when I was young.
Right,
and it's just because of. Because if he might do it, and he used to listen to Rock and Roll Guys, and Chuck Berry, and Jerry Lee Lewis.
Right,
it's my story, and the one I liked was Chuck Berry, and even though he wasn't known as a blues guy, he was a rock and roll guy, but he was come out of the blues areas, and I just went from there listening to other people. I didn't really play it in bands. I was just at home playing in the room.
Right.
Because I had no one to play it with.
Yeah.
So it just started when my father, started listening to that.
Right. So I see here on the notes that you actually played in your father's band, Yoraba.
That came about because see, he was already doing it. He was traveling around the country playing just playing in bands and in different bands. But he got in. He became a part of this band called the Brian Young Touring Band.
Right.
And the guy Brian Young, he did it for years. He traveled the country, but taking about eight artists with him on the tour and. My father was one of them this year, and they flew around.
Right.
He had an eight seater, or 10 seater. They call it a De Havilland Dove.
Right.
And he did 3 months with him, and everything was good, and they went again. And on the second trip, it was when they had the airplane crash. It was a controlled crash. It just ripped the plane off. It didn't. No one got seriously hurt or nothing, but the plane was buggered, and they had to get them out of the. They had to get ferry people out of the desert because they were heading from Burke to Oodnadatta, and that's where it happened. But they were ferrying them from the site to Oodnadatta and on a little plane and four wheel drives, but they had equipment as well.
Right.
And my father's on the last ferry. Plane, that last trip in the plane, and that one, it crashed. So there was one in the morning and one in the night.
Right.
And the second one exploded, so he got some injuries, and he survived, and he couldn't play, and he spent a lot of time in rehab from burns, and so he couldn't play, and he asked me to play.
Right,
I said, I'll play. I didn't want to be at school. And I should have went, but looking back, because I tell my kids they got to go to school.
Yeah.
But I hit the road with him.
Right. Right. So in talking of your kids,
he had to crash for me to start.
Right.
Nearly died.
Yeah. So talking of your kids, they actually play on this album with you, or just
yeah,
this
that's
one,
right.
Or?
I got three of them on there. Three of my own offspring that. On this recording, there's two that are some singers and one plays drums and a bit of bass on there as well.
Right.
So yeah, they are talented. I met their mother in music. She was a singer and a dancer. But we're only kids at the time. But she was still doing it. She's a talented person. So they took all her talents off.
Right. And enabled you to take advantage of it. by the sound of it. Because if they're on,
right.
If they're playing on the CD with you there.
Good. It's the best thing though, to have your own children, like your own kids, to
right
to be a part of what you do.
Yeah,
as a professional, like I think it's one of the best things. Plus, I can pay them a little less.
Right.
Don't pay them big.
All right.
My younger son, he always wants money. I said, hey, wait a minute. I did a lot for you.
Yeah. It's time to pay back.
It doesn't work, though.
Yeah. Right. All right.
But yeah, so, they were good to have them a part of it.
So the actual album's called Ticket to Memphis. So have you actually been to Memphis?
Look, I went there with my father, but it wasn't musical.
Right.
The reason why we did that was because I won the Sydney Blues Challenge, and we thought, oh well, we better write a song, better get this song together about, you know, heading to Memphis. And because if you win the Sydney Blues Challenge, you win the right to perform, represent your blues club in Memphis, and
right.
we was the Sydney one, so we all we had to do was, you know, get some money together to get there and back.
Yeah,
and that all was in place. Everything was in place, and we didn't get. I had to get a visa, and that visa didn't happen in time for the festival, and I missed out. I didn't go.
Right,
but we had the song ready and everything.
Yeah.
That was what's behind, you know, making the song, and I decided that we could call this recording Ticket to Memphis, and you never know, one day. I think I'll get there one day.
Yeah, very true. So quite a few Australian artists have been involved in that International Blues Challenge as well.
There's a couple that won it.
Mm.
The international one in Memphis.
Yeah.
I mean, Fiona Boyd, she's you know, I don't know any female, well, you know, don't have to be female. I mean, she's a first one to, I think she was the first to win, Australian to win the International Blues Challenge.
Yeah.
And I know her. And
yeah.
Played a couple of times with her.
She's been in the studio here with me, so she's very
cool.
So, all right. So we'll move on to onto this album now. Then talk about it a little. As we've been saying, it's called the CD's called Ticket to Memphis. Now, is this your fourth? Or fifth?
I think so. I can't remember.
I've got two of your others, and then I know that there's a third one out.
I know I'm a spring chicken, but my memory going.
Right.
I think it's. Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, CD is called Ticket to Memphis, and it's taking you. It's a sort of a 5-year generation. This CD. So obviously, it's taking you a little bit of time to get it worked out.
Whatever the reason behind that, though. Like, I mean, I got sick, but that was. That wasn't first. We started working on it, and then things just happened, and then the guy that I recorded with, he went overseas, and I said, yeah, well, we'll just keep practicing the songs that we do have, and once he's back, you know, he went over for about 6 months, and then after that, I got sick, after I got a little better, I started playing. I didn't have the band going. I had it before, but at this point in time, it stopped, and I started doing solo gig just acoustically.
Yep.
And so I was doing that for a bit while I was, you know, trying to get the album finished. It just took a little bit.
Right.
But, yeah, I think it's. I like it. I think it's good.
Yeah. It's a very interesting CD. It's sort of. I was talking to a while back to Kat, your publicist.
Yeah.
I was mentioned to her. It was almost like an album of two parts. I found that the first few tracks were quite bluesy, and the latter part was a bit more bluesy rock. I don't know whether that's the way you felt about it, but then
it just happened that way.
Right. All right. So
I wanted to be. I wanted to play old blues style, like the old school blues.
Yeah.
It just don't happen like that these days. If you fusion it now, it's blues fusion styles.
Right.
And a lot of them, and you can go and play. I said to somebody after this recording, I wouldn't mind doing just a straight old school blues style album, man. Right. But I don't know if that's going to happen. But that it just happened this way, and because you can see the period change for that the whole 4.5 years. I could, you know, different. I think that's one of the reasons why things like musically changed a little bit.
Yeah. Because one evolves a bit, doesn't it, over a period of time. So when going quickly to the other, because I already had two of your CDs before, got the blues and Buddy's blues, and you do quite a few old blues tracks on that, you know, covers of quite a few things.
I just listen to a lot of blues people around the world today.
Yeah.
Not that many, but I listen to some, and they're doing the same style of thing too. Like, a lot of them are not playing old school, like some of the really popular ones, isn't they? You know. Just play it, just mixing it in, fusing it in, and I like it, but I like old school better.
Yeah. All right, so we'll play the title track, Ticket to Memphis, and then talk a little bit about that if you like. How's that? All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
You must have heard every song I sing. Listen still, back on the wall, with a genius smile saying more than it all. Baby, that's what's on my mind. Got a FedEx packet from the USA. A
forgot to mention, both of us did, that you've got Charlie Musselwhite playing on that.
Yeah,
track.
I was about to mention that too. It's
yeah.
Just a cool thing that I did a support tour with Charlie Musselwhite.
Right.
And I asked him, would he play on, you know, on the last night of the tour, I asked him, would he play on my song Ticket of Memphis? And he got up and played.
Right.
He said he would. I was asking him prior to that.
Yeah.
I asked him, and he got up and played. And I said, Charlie, would you like to come and like play on my recording? And he said, yeah. He did it.
Right.
And I thought that was the coolest thing. Because Charlie Musselwhite played with everybody.
Yeah, he's a brilliant harp player, isn't he?
At that point, but he never played with me, so that's why he had to do it.
Right.
but I'm telling you, it was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody, any lots of people know who he is. Go on Google Charlie. Like he played with everyone from Muddy Waters right through to Ben Harper. he's just a blues legend.
He is, and he's been playing the harp for a long, long period of time, hasn't he?
Hey, wow. He's been playing, I think he met guys like Little Walter and Big Walter, and, you know, just playing with Marty and all the, like, everybody right through to today. And he's still traveling the world, too.
Mm. Yeah. So that particular track was about going to you have the intention to go to Memphis.
Well, so, yeah, don't bring it up, please.
No. I'm going to go on to some of these other tracks now because it's sort of almost like your life history in some respects. This album, isn't it? Because your grandmother, wasn't it? That was part of the Stolen Generation.
Yes, she was.
And.
Yeah, well, like I said, my father had to crash, but I thought, you know, before I started, but my grandmother had to find her way home.
Right.
Was, you know, really. So that was, I knew her, I remember her. And she played a little bit, but she sang. And it come from that side of the family for us, like her side.
Right.
Yeah, it was a bad time.
So one of the other tracks that you chose is called Bunganya. So you want to just talk a little bit about Bunganya?
Well, yeah. Well, see, Bunganya is a village, like it's a little town. Well, it's not even big enough to be a town, I don't think. It's just a little village, and it's where a lot of indigenous people got work with the railway.
Oh, okay.
And we used to live there.
Right.
And when I was born, we were there.
Right.
In Bunganya. And so Bunganya was my first, I know everybody has it, like their first memory in life.
Yeah.
Well, Bunganya was my first memory. I remember whistling a song that, you know that song, Oh my darling, oh my darling, seven times. I remember whistling that song and singing it. I was hearing it. I can't remember.
Right.
And then, you know, I've just been around the railway lines, railway tracks, and the story too that my father told me that, because it's also about, it tells the story of my early days. And I had to, first of all, Bunganya is 75 kilometers, west of Gundagindi.
Right.
And yeah, we had to get from Bunganya to Gundagindi for me to get born.
Right.
And they got an ambulance out. And the road, in that time was dirt road. So it was boggy. And my father and his father was following the ambulance. Because they had to follow them because, they got bogged a couple of times in the mud.
Right.
And they had to get out and push the ambulance out of the mud so we can get in. And my mother was in the ambulance. Well, I was in there too, but I wasn't born yet.
Yeah.
But we finished up getting the Gundagindi and I was born.
Right.
But that's, it's more about, you know, first memories with me and old Collis is my, my grandfather, and yeah, that was sort of bad.
Right. So, and your nan had quite an influence on you, the one who was stolen. She had quite, when she came back, she had quite an influence on you. She played the guitar and sang.
Well, she was, it came from that side of the music, came from her side of the family.
Right.
And, she had a bigger voice. And I remember when I first, she was the first one at my father's bed. When after the plane crash,
right,
and when my mother went down, she stayed here with us, and my mother's mother, my other grandmother, so they both stayed with us while my mother went down to Adelaide, because that's where he was in hospital. But yeah, so I remember the old girl, and she did not give up a lot of her stories. She never spoke to my father about any of the time. That any time anything that she's gone through, she wouldn't speak
right
about it. So, and I also went with my father to the Cootamundra Girls Training Centre too, where they were sent to in the finish. And also on the recording, on my CD, Ticket to Memphis, there's a song on there called Baby Girl. And that's the Baby Girl song is about my, I'm just piecing them together because they are connected. Baby Girl is about my grandmother's mother. Her name was Emily and my grandmother's name was Phyllis. So I talk about this, the Baby Girl song is about my great-grandmother's point of view, because my grandmother's brother, Uncle Rui, wrote the story about what happened that day.
Right.
He was a little bit old and he could remember, but as he got older, he wrote about it.
Yeah.
And that's what's in that song, Baby Girl, is true, because he wrote it. I got it from him. He's passed on, but his daughter had the transcript and gave it to me, and that's how we did the made the song about it. And that's the, yeah, they're connected, Baby Girl and Way Out of Nowhere. But Bunganya is where I have my first memory of all them. So that's what the song Bunganya is all about. And we all lived out there.
Right.
It wasn't an indigenous settlement or nothing. Because what people got to remember in the early times, if you didn't live on an indigenous settlement, I don't know where you lived. That's how it was early times, but it happened then that it just people broke away from there and they had to get work and that's where they finished up. They got work on. I remember too after that, my father, a lot of the indigenous got work on tobacco farms, and a lot of Italian people were running tobacco farms. I don't know what they call it, but. But they employed a lot of indigenous. My father found work there too,
mm-hmm.
And because they all that's where they all went. That's what they did. You go for work. And but at Bunganya, it was the railway line.
Right.
Yeah, that's my first memory.
Yeah. Okay. So we got to finish at 11. So I think we'll just quickly go through these tracks.
Yeah.
The other track. So you mentioned what those the connection between Bunganya and Baby Girl, and then you've got a bit of reggae blues as well, Message in Stone. Oh, yeah. So what's the story about that one?
Oh no, look, it's just it just developed that way. That song, I don't know, it just happened. And I played in reggae groups Yeah, I like reggae.
Right.
And I try to fuse that in with some of that blues shuffle as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all that was about. I just like it.
Right. And then in that, the track Second Chance, you've, two of your children doing a bit of, bit of rap.
Well, the boy, Guri was his name. I was going to say Tinja, but Guri, he wrote the rap.
Right.
Now, we did the song, me and Gareth and Nick, but when I wanted that hip hop bit, And Guri wrote the rap. And when he wasn't there, my daughter would do the rap.
Right.
And I said, well, she's got a recorder too. So I wanted her to be on the recording as well. So that's why they do it. And they are both good at it.
Right, right. All right.
So like me and you, we couldn't rap to save our lives.
No, I'm not supple enough anymore.
I'll bring chicken.
Yeah. All right. So the first track's called Big City Mean Streets. So what's the story about that one?
Well, it's just how it was for me. I don't like being in the city too long. I like getting back home. And that's as simple as that. That's all it was. It's just go down, do what I had to do, and get home.
Right.
And in the early times when I was coming home, when I get home from Sydney, it used to be the old Red Rattler trains.
Yeah.
And that's the one. They called it the Northwest Mail that came up this way. Mm. And it split at Werris Creek. If you look on the map, you see Werris Creek from Sydney. But it split and half went to Moree and half went to Armadale. So that was the train. It was a night train too, by the way.
Right.
You didn't do it through the day.
Right. Oh, well, it would have been even worse.
Yeah, and I was only a young fella too at the time. Like, I did it with my cousin or my uncle. And my uncle's only 2 years old, the younger brother of my father. But yeah, it just that's all that was. I just wanted to get out of Sydney.
Right. All right. So people can also, they can locate you on your website. Mm-hmm. That's www.buddyknox.com.au.
Yeah, I've got Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah.
Facebook page at Buddy Knox Blues, it's called.
Yep. And I noticed you've also got some stuff on YouTube as well.
Yeah, also you can get my recording. Yeah, there's stuff on there. But you can get my recording on like Apple Music and Google Play or iTunes or Spotify. And also you can I think you can get down at Sanity and JB Hi-Fi might have them too. I think they are. I do have them.
Right.
So, yeah, it's the first place you can get this one.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right.
There's no excuse.
No. get out and get yourself an album. It's a really great CD. All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks for talking to us, buddy.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
And I'll catch up with you one day.
Yep. Okay. Thanks a lot.